Good morning, South Florida. Good morning, South Florida. Welcome to another wonderful day in the South Florida area. You are live with the Palm Beach Life Planners as we discuss Think and Grow Rich, a Napoleon Hill book. This book is almost as widely read as the Bible. Before we get started, let's give you an introduction to the International Masterminders Association.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
All right. Good morning once again. My name is Stephanie Ebanks, and you're live with the Palm Beach Life Planners. We are an international mastermind group, and I'm Stephanie, and we are all in South Florida. I'm a vacation specialist. On part of our group, we have Ms. Sharon Jackson. She's a planner extraordinaire. If you need something done in terms of building and planning, Sharon is the person to call to make sure that you're in compliance with all the regulations of your city and county. We have Ann McNeil, the master builder building bigger and better lives. She's the founder of the International Masterminders Association. She's a part of our group, and she's on with us this morning as well. We have Dr. Betty Knighton, who is a author, speaker, publisher. If you have a book in you, Dr. Betty can help you publish it. And we have three members of our group who's on sabbatical, and unfortunately will not be with us this morning, but we want to give them honorable mention: Ms. Laura Greer, the insurance lady, Dr. Mariama Williams-Kamara, who is in Geneva, Switzerland at the present time, and we have Ms. Doretha Dennis. She is a daycare specialist. So good morning. As we get started with Think and Grow Rich, and we want to just give you some information again regarding Think and Grow Rich before we dive into the book. And we also, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting our Miss Glendina Green, who's on the call with us this morning. Hopefully she'll be able to break in and give us her perspective on what she feels about the International Mastermind and being a part of the Palm Beach Life Planners group, and having read some, if not all, of the Think and Grow Rich book. All right, let's get started with this commercial break,
You're
and then we will.
To the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, this morning we're going to start pretty much at the beginning of Think and Grow Rich with the author's preface. And, you know, the preface is so important because it sets you up for reading the book and getting the most out of the book that you can. And the preface starts with the fact that it introduces you to the secret. It introduces you to the fact that why the book came about, how the book came about, and the secret of what this book contains and how it can assist you to achieve your life's goal. The book came about because Mr. Andrew Carnegie gave Napoleon Hill a challenge, a 20-year challenge, to figure out what made some of the top men in business such a success, why they become successful when other people didn't. When other people had the same dreams, the same plans, the same goals, what differentiated those people from their compatriots, from their, you know, their other people in their same circumstances, why they became rich when other people didn't. And that is what this preface, author's preface, pretty much sets you up for. And I'll read a couple of chapters in the preface just to get us going on a discussion of the book. We will try and do the preface and the introduction today, and hopefully we are starting and moving forward over the next 4 weeks. From 4 weeks in April, every morning at 8, you will be here with us, and we hope you will join us and have your friend join us and discuss the book. Okay, the first thing that the author says, if you don't have the book in front of you, says in every chapter of this book, mention has been made of the money-making secret, which made fortunes for more than 500 exceedingly wealthy people whom I have carefully analyzed over a long period of years. The secret was brought to my attention by Andrew Carnegie more than a quarter of a century ago. The canny, lovable old Scotsman carelessly tossed it into my mind when I was but a boy. Then he sat back in his chair with a merry twinkle in his eye and watched carefully to see if I had the brains to understand the full significance of what he had said to me. When he saw that I had grasped the idea, he asked if I would be willing to spend 20 years or more preparing myself to take it to the world, to men and women who, without the secret, might go through life as failures. I said I would, and with Mr. Carnegie's cooperation, I have kept my promise. Yes, he did keep his promise. And some of those most successful men, I just want to share a couple of those that he has listed here in the books, are Henry Ford, William Wrigley, John Wanamaker, James Hill, Elbert Gray, Kate Smith, Frank Muncy. There are but to name a few, Charles Schwab. Those are men who have become rich based on the secret in this book of Napoleon Hill. Now, how many of us would take 20 years on a subject? Most of us give up at the first sign of failure. I know I have. You know, they say when the going gets tough, the tough gets the going, but our quitters never win and winners never quit. So a lot of us quit before or stop short of our goal because we get overwhelmed or we get frustrated. Or what I have found in my search in this book, when reading it over and over, the two main compartments for me are persistence and faith. You have to have faith, and you have to have persistence. Otherwise, you'd always stop short of that goal. It's like the R.U. Darby in the introduction. He had a gold mine, and they knew that it was a rich gold mine, and they worked it, but all of a sudden, that mine stopped producing. And instead of getting an informed opinion, someone who can help them to figure out what was going on, they just quit. They just upped and quit and sold their equipment and moved on. And somebody else took that same equipment, got an expert opinion, and reaped millions of dollars. And how many of us do that? We always stop short. Instead of trying to figure out a way around that roadblock, we just stop at the roadblock and turn around and go home, you know. So that is something that we need to consider in our lives. When a roadblock comes up to the path that we're trying to take, to the goals that we want to achieve, instead of just giving up, turning around and going home or quitting, we should consider, how can I get around this roadblock? What kind of other road can I take? What kind of path I can take? The same thing happened with Barnes. Barnes was wanted to be a compatriot of Edison, and he had so many roadblocks, money, time, the fact that he didn't even know Mr. Edison to begin with, and he wanted to be a business associate. No, no, a business associate. He wanted to be a partner with Edison. But he didn't let that stop him from figuring out a way to get to that goal. He took whatever path he needed to, with that including jumping on a train, riding the freight train to get to where Edison was. That's what he did. When he got there, he was willing to do menial jobs until he could find that back door. That was his back door, actually, to Edison. He did anything he can with Edison until he could further see where he could be of benefit and could jump in and become a partner with Edison. And that did happen. You know, there's a machine that Edison had created that nobody thought anybody could sell or do anything with, but he had faith that he could do it, and he jumped in, and it made him and Edison a mint of money. So we just want to remind you that when you are faced with obstacles, when you are at the end of your road, there's always a solution, but we just have to take the time to look for it instead of just giving up and going around. Just want to remind our listening audience this morning that you're on the live on the call with Palm Beach Life Planners as we discuss Think and Grow Rich. We are in the author's preface this morning, starting off at the beginning of the book and working our way through the next 4 weeks to as far as we can get before our next groups take over from us. We continue all through the summer and discuss Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Also remind you that if you're on the call and you would like to join us live and have a question or a comment, just press 1 on your phone. That will let us know in joining us, and we'll be happy to patch you in and take your call. We again have members of the Palm Beach Life Planners with us this morning. We have Sharon Jackson. Sharon, you want to say hi and make a comment? Hi, Sharon. You're alive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Sharon. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. And you're doing a great job. I appreciate it a lot. I always enjoy the show. But you know what's so important? What it also says, in the author's preface, that these people have used, a lot of people think wealth is just money. But it's important to realize that on, I guess it's page 2 of the preface, it mentions many have used fortunes to with the secret that is mentioned over 100 times. It is mentioned no fewer than 100 times throughout the book. It says that others have used it successfully in creating harmony in their homes. So that the secret, this whole thing, is developed to create wealth. But wealth in the book is defined as wealth in your body, wealth in family relationships, wealth in creating security, wealth in a lot of different areas. So people, when you start reading the book, not only reading the book, but digesting the book, realize that fortunes and wealth go way beyond just the creation and making of money. It is creating harmony. It is, you know, you have nothing if you have sickness in your body. So I think that it's important just on the second page that he starts talking about the expanded definition of wealth. That was my first comment. I wanted to make sure that
I did. You're so right. You know, we always think of wealth when we think of wealth as just money. But wealth is not just about money. It's about knowledge. It's about power. It's about what wealth is, different things to different people. Success is different things to different people. I mean, if I achieve my goal of whatever I want to do in life, and if I don't make a lot of money, but I am successful at what I want to do and who I want to become, that is just as good as a boatload of money. Because if you're happy, happiness translate more, is more valuable than money. Because happiness in the body, in the mind, in the spirit, money cannot buy that. Money cannot buy peace of mind. Money cannot buy happiness. I shouldn't say that. Money can buy peace of mind in certain areas. It can ensure that you know that if you have money, you can, if you get sick, you can pay for it. But if you get, but if you're deathly ill, money cannot save you. But if you're happy and you're content with your lot in life and you are, I don't know how to put it, but those things are as important as money. Okay, if not more, because they are the food of that feeds our soul and our body and makes us who we are. So we have a lot of callers on the line. If anybody's interested in jumping in and making a comment, press 1 on your phone and we'll be happy to patch you in. As we go through the book, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, this is not our first time reading this book. This is not my first time. This is probably my fourth or fifth time I've gone through and read this book. And like the Bible, as you go through and read the book, you will find so many different nuggets. You can read this book a million times and still find something new. Well, I see that we have our inimitable leader, Ms. Anne McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Bigger and Better Lives, who would like to say a comment. Anne McNeil, you're on the line. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Thank you. Yes, is Anne McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. And, Stephanie, I just wanted to make a comment as you were talking about the 20-year research that Napoleon Hill did on behalf of Andrew Carnegie. He researched the people that were in his time. And when you look at the beginning of this book, The Praise for Think and Grow Rich, and the beginning of the book and the end of the book, and people who are all over the world, there are so many people that have had their lives changed by this book. And I just wanted to just mention just a few from this version of the book that we're reading from. And this is the version that is the original version, restored and revised. And the ISBN number for those who may be listening, because there's so many different versions, just so that people can know what we're reading from. That ISBN is also mentioned in our commercial, but it is ISBN number 1-9330-200-2. Again, that ISBN number is 1-59330-200-2. Now, some of the names of the people, which our listeners may be familiar with, for example, Patricia Fripp, which is one of the active members of the National Business National Speakers Association, and a guy by the name of Al Berger. He is known for bugs and burger bugs, bird killers, and many of the professional speakers that have read this book and changed lives. Just some of those that's in the beginning says Bill Brooks, who's the author of The New Science of Selling and Persuasion, Wally Amos, which is famous for Amos chocolate chip cookies, Joe Girard, he is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the number one salesperson. Truett Cathy, founder and CEO of Chick-fil-A. Jeff Keller, who's the author of Attitude is Everything. And those are just some of the people that are mentioned in the very beginning of the book. Ty Boyd, many people know Ty Boyd as the CEO of Ty Boyd Executive Learning Systems and the author of The Million Dollar Toolbox. So, Stephanie, I just wanted to just mention that because many of the listeners today familiar with some of the people that Andrew Carnegie and Napoleon Hill discussed, but when you think about your own life and the impact that this book has, it is just tremendous. So I just wanted to just share that. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to go back on mute.
Thank you, Ms. Ann McNeil, for those words of wisdom. We appreciate your comments. We're going to go to commercial right now. We're going to give you more information regarding the International Mastermind Association and this book that we're reading, Think Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Revised and Renewed. All right.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, as we continue discussing Think and Grow Rich, we are going starting at the beginning, and, you know, it's always best to begin at the beginning and work your way through. We're talking about the author's preface, and we're also jumping back and forth, actually, between the author's preface and the introduction. And one of the things he mentioned in the introduction is the power of the mind. The mind is one of the most powerful weapons that you can conceive of. It can take you places that you can only dream about because the mind is our center along with our heart. It is with those two key components, your mind and your heart, your desire and your persistence, those two things can make you rich beyond your wildest dreams. And as we mentioned again, it's not about money when we talk about riches. We're talking about whatever it is that you're looking for in this life, whether it's money, whether it's fame, whether it's health, whether it's just a general overall well-being of your family, being well, being centered. You know, those are things that we're looking for. And if those are things that you're looking for, the mind is a powerful tool to get you there. Money is just one of the factors in wealth building. It's not just about money. And the book contains, I'm just going to read some excerpts from the author's preface. The book contains the secret, having been put to a practical test by thousands of people in every walks of life. And one of those people, I'm sure you know if you've seen the movie The Secret, is Bob Proctor. He made that film called The Secret that tells you the secret to enjoying all the best that life has to offer. And I see Ms. Sharon Jackson again has her hand up and wants to make a comment. Sharon, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. You know what? I was listening to what you said and also reading along. But on page 2, you know, it talks about this is one of the things that they all will tell you, that, you know, people want to be me, but they don't understand my story.
Yeah.
And that's what it says in the book. They don't understand the story. So everything begins with an idea, but it says on page 4, it says there is no such thing as something for nothing. And I think that I heard you getting ready to go in this direction. There's nothing there. You can get nothing for what you can get. There's no such thing as something for nothing. So you've already mentioned desire. You've already said persistence. But the thing is that everything starts with an idea.
Yeah,
it cannot
yeah,
be
definitely.
Given away. It can't be purchased for money. And for that, it comes in two parts. And the first part is the idea.
Yeah.
Everybody has an idea, but what you just mentioned was the follow-through and the persistence.
Yeah, and you know what, I was at a church service and the bishop mentioned this. He says, the price of success never goes on sale. The price of success never goes on sale. And, you know, Sharon is mentioning that one of the things we think about is that We see people who are successful, and we envy them, or we're like, how did they get that? You know, we don't understand. The price of success never goes on sale. They had to work. We see it as instant success. We see them like, oh, they got this. But we don't know the road they travel to get to the end part that we see, because we only see the end. We don't see the beginning. We don't see the struggle. We don't see the overcoming. We just see them with all that money and wealth and fame and power. We don't see the struggle. And that is so important for you to understand. The price of success never goes on sale. One of the things we don't want to forget in talking about success and struggle is God. God is also the thing that we have to keep at the center of our lives. You know, one of the quotes that I love from our mentor, Ms. Ann McNeil, that says, work like it all depends on you and have faith like it all depends on God. So when you are working and building and being persistent, remember God in all that. Have faith in him, like it, negative, because it does depend on him, not only just on you, but on God. So those are key factors in building our success. Those are the building blocks to building our success. Persistence and faith in not only yourself, but in the Lord, your God. All right. We're just going to take some other quotes from the author's preface, just to give you an idea of some of the things he mentioned here and what it can do. And one of the things he mentioned in the preface was about his son, who, if you've read the book or if you haven't read the book, just want to briefly mention his son has an hearing impairment. And his son picked up his first chapter of the book that Napoleon Hill was writing. And this book helped that young man to overcome. He said, while this book was being written, my own son, who was then finishing the last year of college, picked up the manuscript on chapter one and read it and discovered the secret for himself. He used the information so effectively that he went directly into a responsible position at a beginning salary greater than the average person ever earns. His story is described briefly in chapter one. And so, you know, his son was hearing impaired, and of course, I'm sure back in those days, you know, any form of developmental problem was considered almost insurmountable. In order to overcome them, you had to have a lot of faith and persistence and parents who were strong enough to help you and back you and just basically be behind you 100%. And, of course, his son had that in Napoleon Hill, but he also had his faith in himself and his faith in his creator, his higher power. So those are things that we look at when we're reading the book. And, again, if you want to join us, on the call by making a comment, just press 1 on your phone, or you may log into our chat room. It's, Sharon Jackson's back there ready to take your comments and post them so that I can answer any questions you may have. Or if you have any comments or questions or just want to share any insight that has occurred in your life from reading this book, then we'll be happy to listen to them or open the mic so you can share with our audience anything that is forthcoming. All right, as we continue in the preface, it says there, the secret to which I refer to is mentioned no fewer than 100 times throughout this book. It has not been directly named, for it seems to work more successfully when it is merely uncovered and left in sight, where those who are ready and searching for it may pick it up. So the secret is not revealed in the book in terms of just this is what you need to do. It does give you a formula, but everybody has their idea of what the secret is. My idea of what it is, your idea of what it is incorporated throughout this book. Some people find it in the preface, some people find it in the first chapter, some people find it in the end of the book. Some people will read the book and never see it. They're like, what are you talking about, Think and Grow Rich? I read it. I thought I didn't grow rich. So, but you know, it is there, and it's just a matter of if you're really looking for it or how badly do you want the secret and how badly do you want to improve your life. And if you really don't want to improve your life, then you will never find the secret in this book. It will just be words on a paper. But if you are definitely looking forward to improving your life, wanting a way to improve your life, it will be there. It will be jumping out at you, and you'll be going, oh, my gosh, this is what I've been looking for. This is what I've been needing. This is just what I need to take me to the next level. But, again, these are just words on a paper, and they cannot do anything without your input. No book can make you rich. It's all a matter of up to you. All the book can do is give you the idea, give you the formula. But if you don't apply it, it's like a math equation. If you're adding up 1 and 1 and getting 3, of course you're not going to, you're wrong, as we know. But when you're adding up 1 and 1 and getting 2, that is where the success lies. That is where you're going to totally evolve, totally take your life to the next level. All right, before we continue on, let's again give you a commercial about the International Mastermind Association and how you may find out more information about us and where you might find us on the web.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right. Thank you. As we get back to reading Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, you're live with the Palm Beach Life Planners. My name is Stephanie Ebanks, and on the call with me this morning we have Anne McNeil, our founder and master builder. We also have Dr. Betty Knighton, and we have Gandina Green and Sharon Jackson. All right, Ms. Sharon, you wanted to jump in and tell something to our readers, our listeners?
It's interesting. At some point, you're going to have to tell your story because you had the dream. You achieved part of your dream years before you ever read the book, and that happens for some people. It's also important to note, because I heard you said, people said, I read the book and I ain't get wealthy, I ain't get rich. But you know what? I heard you said, just going through the book 4 or 5 times. My fourth time around is when the light bulb went on. I started highlighting in different colors at that point. After, you know, first time was one color, second time was another color, third time was another color. The fourth time, oh my gosh, Anne McNeil, our master builder, has been on the road with this the longest of all of us in this group. Poor Anne, when my light started coming on, she probably doesn't even remember. She's so busy all the time doing different stuff, she doesn't even remember this, but I started texting her every time I'd highlight in the last color. I said, oh my gosh, what does this mean? They just said this. What does this mean? I think it means this. What do you think? I text her off and on all day. And so I think it is important to note your experience before you read and then how you felt each time you went back through the book. If you pick the book up, there's probably that 10th man, right? 1 out of 10 that may get it the first time around and act on it. But there's the rest of the 9 of us, the 9 out of the 10 that may get it the second time we read it, the third time we read it, the fourth time we read it, and finally we were fortified the fourth and fifth time that we read it. So it is important. It's not something that you read and sometimes the light bulb goes on the first time around, but you get it in your soul and the fiber of your being, maybe the third time, maybe the fourth time. Maybe you have to be in a certain frame of mind. Some people, you know, I just think that we're in this bacon shake life. Microwave it and it will come fast. Doesn't happen like that sometimes. The mystery unfolds. The understanding unfolds. You know, sometimes you have to read it at certain points of your life. The book says sometimes you will, you still have to have that frame of mind even though you're going through a dark period. I had to substitute teach for a while to make sure. When I was starting my firm, I substitute taught, and then I worked, you know, as life planner, or life planners, land development group in the evening or late afternoons. And one time I was in the classroom, and I was looking at those math problems, and I was starting to do them. I said, oh, my gosh, this is what they were trying to tell me when I was in high school. Well, that's the way it is in your book, in like reading this book. There are some times in your life when you can read it, and all it is a nice book. And there are other times when you read this book, and you read it, and it becomes life. A light goes off. And a light start operating in you. So anyway, I think what is so important that everybody understands that all of the Pipe Mix Life Planners, your story is different from Anne's. Anne's story is different from mine. My story is different from Glendina and Betty and Imbariama, our international masterminder. Okay? And so it is important that we all come around to the second part. It all starts with an idea. But the important ingredient, which is the second part that it tells you in the preface, it comes in different ways. You know, it's not always, you know, it's the same formula in terms of achieving the second part, but the ingredients are different for each one of us. I just want to make sure I said that.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, everybody's life story is different, and if you're expecting the same results as your neighbor, as your friend, it's not going to be the same. Some people are going to surpass, are going to be way, way up on the mountaintop. Some people are just going to be get halfway up the mountain. Some people are not even going to make it to the top of the mountain, not even halfway to the mountain. They're going to get to the base, and they're going to say, you know what? That mountaintop looks insurmountable. I can't do it, and I'm going to quit there. But some people are going to look at that mountaintop and say, you know what? I'm going to conquer you. I'm going to get there. Nothing is going to stop me. And I see that Miss Glendina had her hand up. I would like to make a comment. Glendina, you are on the air with the Palm Beach Life Planner this morning. Go ahead. This is our newest member, Miss Glendina Green.
Yes, good morning. Good morning to all. Thank you so much for inviting me on the call. One of my favorite quotes from the Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich, well, two of them actually, is every human being has the ability to completely control his own mind. I remember a time when I was in high school and I was watching a movie called Lorenzo's Oil. In the movie, it talks about a boy who became completely paralyzed. What Lorenzo began to do is he began to tell, and of course the doctors told him that he would never be able to use any part of his body, any part of his limbs. And what Lorenzo began to do is tell his mind, to tell his fingers to move. And through that, he was able to define what the medical doctors had told him, and he was able to completely move again and completely walk again. And so, you know, this became one of my favorite quotes from the book. Every human being has the ability to control his own mind. And when we are able to control our own mind, I realize that we're able to achieve a level of success. And so that, you know, that became one of my favorite quotes once again. My second favorite quote from this book is, procrastination robs you of opportunity. I believe personally that each and every one of us is given an opportunity to achieve success, but sometimes we miss it because we're not prepared. So the International Masterminds Association, when I joined it, it allowed me to get back on track, to plan out, to map out my life in order to succeed, success, in order to set a time limit for when I want to obtain things. And when I wrote it down, that became more of a reality to me, and it became more real to me. This is an excellent group. I've definitely progressed within the last 2 months from where I was. I'm more focused, I'm more clear, and I'm definitely not a procrastinator anymore. I always say, start where you are. You know, everybody has a starting point. Don't, you know, forget about failures. Just do not quit. Start where you are. You know what I mean? And read this book, Napoleon Hill. It's excellent. It is, I would say, you know, the Bible is the greatest book, but this book helps give you tools that would help you reach a level of success in your life that would be very beneficial to you. Thank you, Ms. Stephanie and Ms. Ann, for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome, Glendina. We're glad that you mentioned a good point that you mentioned is start where you are. Don't try to go back. Don't try to retrace your steps. You will just get lost, or you will wind up at a point where you don't want to be. So start where you are from and now and go forward. Move forward. Let those things of the past go that you cannot change, that you cannot overcome, and move forward and overcome the things of the future. And like Glendina mentioned, the mind, oh my God, such an awesome, awesome tool. If all of us used it the way God intended for us to do, there would be no poverty. There would be no illness. There would be no death. There would be none of this. This world would be such an incredible place. But unfortunately, that is not the reality. The reality is that some people are going to use it and succeed. Some people are just going to use it and, well, they might succeed, but it's not in the way we want them to succeed. You know, some people have such a brilliant mind and they use it for bad instead of good. They find all the ways to try and shortcut to success instead of going the long way around and having it matter, their success matter, you know. There's lots of successful people out there, but a lot of them, their success doesn't matter because of the way they achieved it. Or there's a lot of rich people out there, but their riches doesn't matter because of the way they achieved it, because they had to lie, cheat, steal to do it. They use their mind to come up with all kinds of creative scheme to do it. But if they had used their minds to come up with ways to help people and accumulate their riches based on helping people, then it would have been so much more, much better, much more worthy, much more happiness. Because you create a lot of stress when you have to scheme, lie, and cheat, because you're always looking over your shoulder, fearful that somebody's on your tail trying to take what you've got, or the law is after you trying to take what you've got illegally. So when you use your mind, try to use it in a productive manner, a manner that you give something for something. You give something in order to get something. You give something positive, something worthwhile, something that can make a difference in our lives. It doesn't matter how small or big. If you help one person along the way, you have helped a million persons, because our lives are all intertwined. Each one, teach one, touch one. Or touch one, teach one. Either way you want to rephrase it, our lives are intertwined. So have I touched somebody with kindness and gentleness and helped that person on their road? That person touches another person. That person touches another person. But if we do it with malice and greed, then all we do is create malice and greed. But if we do it with love and generosity, then we create love and generosity. And that is a breeding ground that is like a garden of beautiful flowers that will make our lives smell good and look good. All right. Let's go to another commercial break as we give you some more information on the International Mastermind Association, also on the book that we're reading, Think and Grow Rich.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, I see our founder, Miss Ann McNeil, the master builder building bigger and better and stronger lives, is on the line. And we'd like Jonathan to make a comment. Ann, you're on the line. Go ahead. Ann, your mic
Thank you,
is
Stephanie.
Open.
Ma'am, of course, we have to always remember to come off of mute. I just wanted to just mention one of the great parts about this particular version of the book is that in the back of the book it has what's called endnotes, which updates many of the stories of that were mentioned during the research that Andrew Carnegie did. And one that I want to mention from coming back to the preface of the book, the author's preface, he received a letter from a college student by the name of Jennings Randolph when Napoleon Hill was giving one of his lectures. And just wanted to just read, if it's okay with you, this
sure.
information from the right. Okay, well, Jennings Randolph. Born 1902 and died in 1998, graduated from Salem College in 1924. And as a young man like Napoleon Hill, he worked for a time as a journalist. He served 7 terms as a U.S. congressman from West Virginia and for 4 full terms as a United States senator. He finally remembered as the last of the New Deal Democrats. He's fondly remembered as one of the last New Deal Democrats. He gained renown. As chairman of the Senate's Public Works Committee, and he was the legislative father of the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. After his death, his Senate colleague Robert Byrd recalled Randolph's love for flight. On November 6, 1948, with a professional pilot at the controls, Jennings flew from Morgantown, West Virginia, to Washington National Airport in a propeller plane fueled with gasoline made from coal. Now, that was just like Jennings Randolph, out there pioneering not only in flight, but also in the use of fuel in that plane that had a West Virginia source coal. Now, I'm reading this because this person, Jennings Randolph, was a college student sitting in an audience that heard Napoleon Hill speak, picked up this book, read it, and his life was changed forever. But not only his life, the lives of so many people that he impacted, all because of a book. And for those who are listening to this program today, and listening to our discussion as we talk about the impact of Napoleon Hill's book, think about what is it that you would like to do, have, or be in your life, regardless of your age, regardless of your situation, and how this book can impact your life. Many of us have talked about the fact that the book, which is the Bible, has the instructions of how we should live a better quality of life. But this book builds on that book to give us the implementation of those instructions and tells us how, when, where, what, and being held accountable through your mastermind group can make all the difference in your life. And so I just wanted to just come on and share this. I had girlfriend of mine, her name is Dorothy Brown Alfaro, shared with me yesterday on a call. She was telling me that, she said, Ann, I read the book many, many, many years ago, but it wasn't until our association and as our conversation that I began to understand how to apply the book in my daily life. And Stephanie, that's what we're doing as we mastermind and as we share and as we come on to discuss the impact of this book week after week, month after month, year after year. And I think now we're going into probably, I'm losing count, I think it's our fourth or fifth year in sharing, you know, the impact of this book. So I just want to just thank you and Sharon and all the other members on the line and all the other callers who listen in by radio, internet radio, or they listen in on their smartphones or on their computers. And just please be willing to share the gift. All right, thank you, and I'll go back on mute. Thanks.
Thank you, Ann, for that insightful comment. We have about 9 minutes left in the show, and we have several callers on the line. So if anybody would like to jump in and make a comment, or if you're in the chat room, if Sharon is there, she's ready to take your questions, just press 1 on your phone or in the chat room. Just go in and type your questions, and Ms. Sharon will answer them for you, and we will read them aloud on the air for you. I also see that Sharon has a comment. Go ahead, Sharon. Your mic is open.
Okay. A couple of things that I wanted to make sure that I mentioned, that the book says, and I don't know what page it's on now, and this is one of the reasons why it's so important to read and to change your mind, to increase your mind power. But it talks about the sea, the desert of the lost hope. You know, there are so many people, unless you keep your mind active, unless you keep your mind focused, unless you do all the things that you've mentioned during this last 50 minutes, you can participate in the desert of the lost hope. How horrible is that? And that's the reason why you talked about the formula that is outlined in the book. And it says that this book can be an oasis. It provides a formula to provide for you to be able to participate in oasis in the desert of the lost hope. As each one of us go through our lives, as you fly through the air, through all the people, as I talk to different people in the development community, in the school community, out on the street, you know, they are so negative or so lost. So, and everyone needs hope. And this book not only gives you hope, but it gives you the formula to get there. And Ann mentioned that. So I just want to make sure. I mean, as I listen to you and as I listen to Ann, as I listen to Glendina, there are so many nuggets that we all can put together. And that's one of the things that is so important about listening to the Saturday morning broadcast, that this gives hope. And it gives you the formula. Not everybody can get it just based on an idea. A lot of people need step one, step two, step three, and to be able to follow that to get to the next focus. I always tell people, don't tell me what to do. Give me a map. I'm an old-time person a lot of times. I need a map. I need to be able to follow a map.
Show me.
That's right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, as both Sharon and Ann just mentioned, a lot of people need a guide, and this is a guide. This is an important guide. I know a lot of people that don't read. I come in contact with them every day. The only thing they read are People Magazine and The Inquirer. But if you read nothing in your life, two books you should definitely pick up and read, because they are totally intertwined. This book, Napoleon Hill, is totally, there's nothing in this book on Napoleon Hill that's not in the Bible. It is just made, put in a different language. For a lot of us, the Bible can be a mysterious book to read because it's written and spoken in an old-time language that most of us have a trouble computing or understanding. But Napoleon Hill basically breaks it down. There's nothing here that Carnegie, Edison, Napoleon Hill, none of these people in this book have learned, no secret that isn't in the Bible. All those stuff is in the Bible. So if you read nothing but two books in your life, pick up their Bible. The Bible comes in different versions these days. You can read it in Old English if you can comprehend it, New English if you can comprehend it, whatever is easiest. There's a translation version for everybody in every language if you can read it. Napoleon Hill. It helps you break down the Bible and help you to understand where the Bible is coming from and how it can make you a success. And I want to read this last portion of the preface as we come to a close. We are about 4.5 minutes away from ending. It says, remember, too, as you go through this book, that it deals with facts and not with fiction, its purpose being to convey a great universal truth, which is all who are ready may learn not only what to do, but also how to do it, and receive as well the needed stimulus to make a start. As a final word of preparation before you begin the next chapter, may I offer one brief suggestion which may provide a clue by which the Carnegie secret may be recognized. It is this: all achievement, all earned riches, are their beginning in an idea. If you are ready for the secret, you already possess one half of it. Therefore, you will readily recognize the other half the moment it reaches your mind. Napoleon Hill. So all of us have the ingredients in our soul, but we have to be ready to use it. We have to be ready to recognize it. Remember, everything begins with an idea. And the thing is, you cannot just have an idea and say, you know what, I have a good idea. Well, you can have as many ideas as you want. You can have 100 ideas. But if you do not implement it and work towards it, it's just an idea. You can have a bucket full of ideas. I have a bucket full of ideas. A lot of them sit on the shelf and never go anywhere. A lot of people have a bucket full of ideas, and they sit on the shelf and never go anywhere. Ideas are only as good as the person who uses them, as the person who implements them. If you never implement your ideas, if you just sit on the shelf and think, oh, I have an idea, and well, maybe, sort of, kind of, no, you have to follow it with a passion, with a persistence, and with faith. Passion, persistence, and faith. Otherwise, it's just an idea, and you will not get anywhere with it. You're doomed to failure. And this is a secret in this book that helps you pull out that passion, persistence, and faith, help you find your dream, motivate you to accomplish your dream, and in the end, succeed beyond your wildest dreams. And it's not all about money. Riches is not about money. It's about happiness. It's about peace. It's about contentment. And those things are found in not only this book, Think and Grow Rich, but also in the Bible. And we're getting ready to wrap up as we close the show, and we hope to see you next week on Blog Talk Radio. As Palm Beach Life Planners continue the series, we will go through introduction, the mind power, the man who thought his way to riches or thought his way to wealth or fame. So join us next week on Blog Talk Radio at 8 a.m. as the Palm Beach Life Planners, Sharon Jackson, myself, Stephanie Ebanks, Ann McNeil, our master builder, building bigger and better lives, Dr. Betty Knighton, who is a publisher and author and can bring out your dream and help you publish your book if you like. And our three members are on sabbatical, Laura Greer, Doretha Dennis, and Mariama Williams. Once again, thank you, and have a blessed and wonderful day in South Florida or wherever you are in this great United States of America. Bye.